ग्रहण कर रहे हैं, अनुष्ठान कर रहे हैं, भक्ति भी आप अनुष्ठान कर रहे हैं। देखो हरी कथा में की गई है तो वो सब कुछ पंडक्रम है, एक आत्म है। चेतन हरी कथा सुन रहा है, हरी कथा जनता के आज कितने सुंदर रूप में विश्व में कहीं भी चाहे ब्रज में जबकि स्थान में या कहीं भी इतनी सुंदर हरी कथा हो रही है। बड़े बड़े विद्वान लोग भी आते हैं, वो दिन आए थे तुम्हारे साथी उससे भी हर कथा वैष्णव के पढ़े ये बड़ी सुंदर सप्ताह नंबर तो सत्ता
हरी कथा नहीं होती है तो वो भी हरी कथा
সাহিত্যে
महीने में
याद रखता निकल करते हैं। किसी ने देखा कि लोगों ने कहा उदास अवस्था जो पाया जाए उस वर्गों को लेकर के और उन्हीं के यहां पर अपना पर पहुंचाने पर वहां पर जो बल लेकर उसने रोहिणी के घर में वो मुंह है क्योंकि ब्रजकाले है जैसे ब्रज के कृष्ण गोकुल के कृष्ण यशोदा नंदन मूल है और तब पर कुछ कृष्ण बलपुर के द्वारा बलते जी के कारण आए जाने पर उसने भी कर दिए। ऐसे में देवी के घर से जो माया के द्वारा लाए गए जो बलदेव जी थे ऐश्वर्य नारायण जी थे वो जब उनके घर में पहुंचे तो बलदेव जी ने जैसे कि वो ज्योति के घर के कृष्ण उनमें जाकर के जैसे कृष्ण जी करके अब इसके बाद में व्यक्ति जी को फिर कुछ दिनों के बाद और वो वर्ष 8 महीने तक रहा। 8वें महीने में कृष्ण प्रभुधर का रूपा उधर का आठ कितना हो गया और बलदेव जी कितने रहे ये ऐसे 14 और वो पूर्णिमा के दिन पूर्ण होता कि मेरे वो 14 महीने के बाद में बलदेव प्रभु जी यहाँ पर बलदेव जी का नाम लोगों ने बताया संकर्षण पिछली योग मैंने आकर्षण तो बलदेव जी से कोई बलवान करती है और प्रभावशाली योग माया है पर इस चीज को सब लिखा गया है शास्त्र में आकर्षण की आय में उनका नाम किंतु फिर मन तो विचार है तो योग माया अधिक बड़ी हो जाएगी प्रभावशाली शक्ति चाहिए बलदेव जी का नाम संकर्षण विषय है संकर्षण बलदेव जी आकर्षण करते हैं सबको कृष्ण ने जो बल देना चाहता है ये किसका बल है कृष्ण सचिदानंद है ना सबकी सबके सामने किंतु जबकि शक्तियां अलग अलग प्रकार की होती है रूप धारण करती है तो संवित शक्ति का विस्तार कौन है और संवित के संवित इसके कृष्ण में जो कुछ बल है वो कौन बल बलदेव प्रभु का कृष्ण में जो आनंद है वो कौन आनंद है राधा की आनंद इसलिए कृष्ण में जो कुछ बल देखा जाता है जो कुछ उठाते हैं ये सब जो कुछ हैं ये सब है कौन बड़े प्रभु जीते नहीं है और सम्मिलित रूप से कृष्ण ही जैसे दिखते हैं जैन रूप में सचिदानंद रूप में कृष्ण दिखते हैं राधा जी नहीं कहती है इसके बड़े बड़ी थी किंतु कृष्ण का कहा आनंद जिसके द्वारा आनंदित अपने होते आनंद का आस्वादन करते हैं और दूसरों को आनंद का आस्वादन कराते हैं वो कौन है राजा उसी प्रकार से कृष्ण में कितना बल है और कितने बल से दिलाते हैं कि वो पुरस्कार कि वो के अंदर रहे या और सब लोग मारे रहे इत्यादि इत्यादि वो कृष्ण दिलाते हैं किसके द्वारा इस बल के द्वारा इसलिए ब्रह्मचारियों ने यह सब बताया बलदेव पाता तो बहुत करेगा तुमको भक्ति नहीं होगी, ये अच्छी तरह से समझ रखो। भक्ति बल है ये तत्व ज्ञान की, ये भी बल है। इसलिए ध्यान करके धीरे धीरे आगे बढ़ो। यदि ये बताए इसकी जरूरत नहीं, किसी तरह से भी बिना सिद्धांत के ज्ञान से पहले तो भक्ति बड़ी गलती नहीं हो। और राजस्था और सबकी विचार त्यागी की तो बात ही अलग है। ये तब होते भी मंत्राना इनको जानना पड़ेगा। जब कोई तो गोपियों ने कौन सा तत्व तो पढ़ा, अरे गोपियों ने जितना तत्व तो पढ़ा कि उद्धव त्यागी को छठा दिया इतना। अरे उद्धव क्या था, उनके जो आराध्य देव है कृष्ण को भी छठा देती है तत्व तो के ज्ञान से। एकदम को कुछ मत समझना, हरिदास ठाकुर को कुछ मत समझना, केवल हरि नाम करते थे बहुत मत समझना। जो उनको तत्व तो क्या है, बड़े बड़े तत्वविदों के काम काज देने वाले जन्म के कर्तव्य है या इसलिए हरिकथा की जरूरत नहीं है। उसमें में हम बाहर निकाल करके गोवर्धन की परिक्रमा करेंगे, हम मुखर करेंगे, हम भागवत पढ़ेंगे, चेतन उसे कुछ हरिकथा ऐसे बदले। प्रभु जी नवी लाइन देखे वहां पर भागवत की कथा क्या प्रारंभ की कथा हो गई। लोग भागवत को व्यास जी की शिष्य हरिकथा कर करने वाला मेरी जानने वाला मधु का पान करने वाला ऐसा समझा। उनको उस तत्व को नहीं समझा, कृष्ण जी ने नहीं ये नहीं समझा, सम्मान की तो नहीं किया। जैसे आपस में कुछ नहीं रहा, विवादित नहीं कर रहा और उतना कमेंट्री है कि यहाँ पर सौ इत्यादि अर्थात किया जा रहा है। बैठे हैं एक से तत्व के एक एक से पर मनुष्य भक्त को समझता है कि मैं भागवत का पढ़ने वाला हूं, किंतु कुछ भागवत का ज्ञान नहीं। इसलिए पुस्तक के संपा उनको स्वागत नहीं किया। प्रभु जी ने जगन्नाथ पर बैठे ही बैठा बता और हाथ में ऐसे कला लगाया और हाथ से कोई कला करता है हर से बात उसका कला किया। सब लोग हाय हाय करने लगे, मैंने लगे हाय क्यों कर रहे, मैं ठीक कर लू ऐसी शक्ति ठीक कर रहा। और वो है जो परमात्मा चिंता नहीं, जो अपनी वैश्य में जाकर के नहीं कर सकता, संबंध की ध्यान से भरना किया गया हम लोग तो मुक्ति तो हो जाएगी और मुक्ति हो जाएगी मरना भी लगता है वो प्रेम नहीं होती। आप लोगों ने सुना लेकिन प्रताप सिंह बदले की संघर्षों में सेवा करके भी आत्मकथन और पूजन संघ प्रकार से सेवा करके प्रेम में चार प्रकार की सेवा करके भी संतुष्ट नहीं है संतुष्ट के कुछ अभाव जाता है तो एक अभाव
या और
सब क्या ये जरा प्रश्न था अभी तुम जो खाते हुए रण तोड़े नहीं जा रहे ये मानव कार्य प्रशंसा करो किंतु प्रशंसा नहीं है क्या इसे ये सब भक्ति शक्ति और उसके विपरीत क्या युक्ति करते हुई कृष्ण को लंपट क्रोध इत्यादि की जान बूझ के कारण कृष्ण का हृदय वेद बड़े प्रभु में भी कुछ ऐसे रंडा था दुर्योधन का और वो चाहते थे कि दुर्योधन इस प्रकार से न मरे ये दिलखा भर यहाँ पर बच्चे भी लीला रूप की शब्द हो सुभद्रा महाराज के समय में अभी प्रभु जी फल और मुसल लेकर के दुर्योधन को अर्जुन को मारने के लिए आए कृष्ण से तुमको कोई रोग नहीं हो रहा है तुम्हारा अंदर तो सब समाप्त हो गया हम लोगों की बहन को और हम लोगों के इसी तरह से वे यहाँ पर आते और धर्म करते अर्जुन ने क्या और उनकी सन्यासी वेश बना करके हमको भी रोका दिया तुमको भी और इस प्रकार से क्या तुमको लज्जा नहीं आ रही है तो कृष्ण ने कहा कि उसकी तरह के समय में आप लोगों को लज्जा आएगी अपने उसके घर में जाकर के शिष्य बात के साथ उनका साथी हो रही थी हम लोग ने जाकर के और हमने जाकर के उसे विवाह के मंडप में जाने वाली और उन्होंने चेहरा कर के ले आए आपके पल में तो अर्जुन पर दिया दीजिए क्या ऐसे भी के साथ नहीं हमारे पहले शास्त्रों की सुंदरता
killed him दैट इज सिंबॉलिकल टू किलिंग ए इग्नोरेंस. Then Shivanand Prabhu said that Krishna and Balram is one with different body. One with different body. Why different body? In order to perform different pastime. Different body because in order to perform different pastime. He is predominant. What do you call? Adhishtatri Devta, predominant deity of Sandhani potency or Sat. Whatever is having existence in the spiritual world or in this world is manifestation of Baldev Prabhu. You can come more close. I think there is a lot of noise downstairs. He also gave one example of a monkey. His name was Vidh Monkey in Dwarka. Lecture of Shyam Rani Didi and it is Nankishore. Of course, today all lectures are very, very exalted lectures, very nice lectures. Maharaji was really pleased today. The lectures given by the brahmacharis also. Prasannan Prabhu also spoke very sweetly by narrating many pastimes of Baldev and that is how he serves Krishna. Maharaj said, it is a shlok in Srimad Bhagavatam, if someone is cultivating his religious activity very dedicatedly, if someone is cultivating his bhakti very dedicatedly, but if he is not generating and having love for Krishna's katha in his heart, then his all cultivation is shram ev kevalam, only exertion, only it is useless, futile exertion. The important point is that we should have attachment for Hari Katha. Right now here, Maharaj said, I believe that topmost Harikatha is taking place. This Harikatha, Maharaj claimed, topmost Harikatha in whole Vishwa. There are many, many Harikathas here and there, full of ornamental language. But these young boys who are Vaishnava, who are deep into their love with Krishna, their speeches contain the contents which is topmost than all the scholarly people who have spoken that day, even and any other Harikatha may be taking place anywhere. But if such Harikatha is going on, and if anyone is busy in doing parikrama of temple, not coming to the Harikatha, if such Harikatha is going on, one is busy in doing parikrama of Vrindavan or Govardhan, what a use. Someone may say that dham will also have its effect while you are doing Harikatha. He said, dham will do effect after millions of lives, but this Harikatha will do the effect instantaneously. There are so many unfortunate people, I don't know Maharaj was today referring to someone and wanted to give teaching someone. There are many unfortunate people who instead of Harikatha are doing Parikrama. So these boys, Vaishnava boys, are millions times ahead of and advanced than these scholarly people. These scholarly people are yet to be foot dust of these boys, Maharaj said. Yet to be. Therefore, we should be attached with Harikatha. Even if we are not attached and we don't feel like to, but sit there and forcefully listen. Then he said, these best pupils also, to those who spoke, very nice. They are knowing so much of the essence of tattva. Doing parikrama, doing archan and other seva are not rejectable. You don't reject it. They should be used as conducive activity in Harikatha, favorable for Harikatha. The main and important is Harikatha. If Harikatha is not taking place, then in absence of Harikatha, those other activities are sanctioned so that one may become competent enough to understand Harikatha. In most of our scriptures, the birthday of, appearance day of Baldev Prabhu is said, Baldev Chhat. It comes about 2 days before of Radha Ashtami. In Daoji also, where Baldev, in our scriptures and some many scriptures, it is said that Baldev ji appearance day is 2 days before of Radha Ashtami. That is called Baldev Chhat. And here in Mathura and all Braj, including Gopur, where Baldev Prabhu was born, appearance day is celebrated on that day only, which is called Baldev Chhat. Chhat means sixth day. Like Radha Ashtami, Ashtami means eighth day. Janmashtami means eighth day, either from Purnamashi or from Amavasya, no moon day. What do you call Amavasya? Dark moon day. From that day, so there is a pastime when Baldev Prabhu took birth, he did not open his eyes. He let his eyes closed. Was waiting for till Krishna comes and he will see Krishna. Maharaj said, according to those people, Krishna, if Baldev Prabhu took birth on Baldev Chhat, then he is nearly 1 year older than Krishna. This means he kept his eye closed for 1 year, which is not practicable. Secondly, the name-giving ceremony of Krishna and Baldev Prabhu took place together. Had Baldev been 1 year older than Krishna, it would have not been possible, because no one can wait for giving name for 1 year. This takes 1 or 2 months. According to this, Jeev Goswami has ascertained that Balram took birth on Puranamashi, and this is the Puranamashi of today. According to this calculation, Baldev Prabhu is about 8 days older than Krishna. So, well, Baldev Prabhu must have closed his eyes for 8 days or for 10 days till he met Krishna. Today's day is also called Raksha Bandhan Rakhi in Indian festival, very famous festival. Here sisters bind some thread on the wrist of their brother. This is called Raksha Bandhan, that brother will protect their sisters. Even any girl, if she is not real sister, if she binds around the wrist of a boy, then boy will treat her as his sister and will protect her. Mara said, who can protect without bal? Bal means?
Strength.
If there is no strength, there is no question of protection. So the root of protection is who? Baldev Prabhu, Balaram. So this Raksha Bandhan and Rakhi Prabhu's root is also Baldev Prabhu, which people don't know. Now Maharaj told, it happened like this. Rohini and Devaki were in Mathura, wife of Vasudev. They all got child conceived on nearly same time. Rohini also and Devaki also. After the 6 months of pregnancy, Rohini, who was not in jail, she came to Gokul, to Brajdham. And she started living with Nanda Baba and Yashoda. After a few months, maybe after a month, it is learned by the people of Mathura that Devaki got aborted. But in fact, Yogmaya took the womb of Devaki and took it and transferred it to the womb of Rohini. The question is, Maharaj said, if this activities was performed by Yogmaya, this means Yogmaya is more powerful. In fact, the Mool Baladev was in the womb of Rohini and his expansion was in the womb of Devaki. Expansion may be Mool Sankarshan or Mahasankarshan in the Vishnu form, Narayan form. So, when she took this womb to the womb of Rohini, at that time, Mool Sankarshan, that is Baldev Prabhu, is the Mool. He attracted the partial expansion, his partial expansion, and it merged in him. So this is not what Yogmaya did it, but this is what the Baldev Prabhu's bal, his force did it. Therefore he is called Sankarshan. When when this thing took place. Maharaj said yoga maya was external cause, but in fact, internally, who did it? Baldev Prabhu did it. He attracted his expansion, he attracted towards him. Just as when Vasudev brought Mathura Krishna and he put that Krishna on the cot of Yashoda, then original Krishna attracted that Mathura Krishna, and that Mathura Krishna merged in Yashoda Nanda. Similarly, this thing took place here. Then Maharaj said, when this abortion took place of Devaki,
miscarriage
took place of Devaki, abortion is by intention, I see, and miscarriage is accidental, yeah. Just after a few days, she again conceived, and this time Krishna came, and at the same time Yashoda Ma conceived, and the Yashoda Nandan came there. So they remained pregnant for 8 months. Krishna took birth after 8 months, and Baldev Prabhu was already for 6 months in the womb of Rohini. So Baldev Prabhu took birth 8 days before, that means after 14 months of Rohini's conception. Therefore he is a powerful person, because he is taking birth after 14 months. And then Krishna took birth on Janmashtami. This is the whole way described by Jiva Goswami. Whatever strength is in Krishna and whatever powerful activity is conducted by Krishna, that is by Baldev Prabhu. Because Krishna's bal is no one else but Balram himself. When it is in Krishna, then Balram is in latent form. And when he is Baldev, he is the manifestation of his bal. Similarly, whatever the pleasing potency of Krishna is, she is Radharani. So when it is Krishna is pleased within, then that potency is in him. The same potency when she gets manifested, she is Radharani. Who is this? This is the mercy of Baldev Prabhu. So if we do not pray for it and do not surrender it, then we will not receive as a bal, we will not receive as a strength. In order that we should receive it as a strength, we should pray. One may ask, how boring is this whole theoretical aspect of Krishna Katha? Why should we hear it? What is the necessity of hearing it? If we love Krishna and engage in the pastime of Krishna and always think about pastime of Krishna, is it not good and sufficient? Why to get involved? Especially Indian people do not like it. Maybe the Western people in Western, because it appears learning and hearing these things requires brain exercise. And Indians are not ready for brain exercise, especially ladies, Indian ladies. Maharaj said, some may say that why it is required? We have never seen gopis going to any school and learning all this philosophical and this theoretical aspect. What is Baldev and what is Sandhani and what is Samved and everything. Then it is not required. Maharaj said, no, it is very much required. Don't say that gopis don't know anything. They are the extreme of the knowledge. When Uddhav came, they defeated him. Not only defeated him, they totally made him flat in the discussions. But to speak of Uddhav, Krishna himself, who is the source of tattva, they defeated him also in the tattva knowledge. So their knowledge of truth and their knowledge of philosophy and is so high that no one can defeat them. Bhor Kishore Babaji, he knew each and every tattva. These are siddhas. They have already exercised in their previous lives this exercise of gaining siddhanta which we are doing now. So if we say when they did it, there is no question of when they did it. They have already done it. Either they are nitya siddha or they have already exercised it. Unless we know it, we cannot gain bhakti. In order to gain bhakti, these all knowledge is very much essential. Baldev went to once Naimisharan, their Bhagavad Katha was going on. At that time, Sut Goswami, Lomharshan Sut Goswami was giving Harikatha. When Baldev come there, when he reached there, he thought, oh, from where he has come? He is not an important person. He is covered by, he is carrying a club and cloth in his hand. He has got no any power. He is telling about Krishna, but he is not recognizing Baldev Prabhu. He did not give respect to him. And Baldev Prabhu at that time, just by touching his hand, detached his head, severed, what do you call it? Severed his head from his body. Vyasadeva Goswami. Lomharshan. Lomharshan was disciple of Vyasadeva. Why? Because he did not respect the Akhand Guru Tattva, Baldev Prabhu. Everyone started weeping and crying. Baldev Prabhu, why are you crying? You want him to, I should make him alive back? They say, no, we were interested in Harikatha, then who will tell the Harikatha? They were not interested in the Guru, they were interested in Harikatha. Then Baldev Prabhu said, okay, there was a young child of Lomharshan Sut Goswami. His name was?
I thought Lomharshan was the name of the person, and his son is called Lomharshan Sut.
No. Hurishava. The name of this boy was? No. Sut is the caste, I tell you. Sut is the caste. So Lomharshan was also Sut. Lomharshan Sut. And Ugru Sharma was also Sut. Both were Sut. So Sut Goswami, which is referred in this Bhagavatam, is this boy. His name is Ugru Sharma Sut Goswami. This boy to whom Baldev Prabhu gave all the knowledge and he gave Harikatha to all the assembly. It was the time when Baldev Prabhu was there in Dwapar. But later on, when Shukadev Goswami narrated the Harikatha to Parikshit Maharaj, the same Ugru Sharma Sut was present there. And hence he is said to be disciple of Shukadev Goswami. And which he heard from Shukadev Goswami, he narrated the same Harikatha, Bhagavad Katha to Shonak Adi Rishi. when this took place after the Dwapar and at the advent of Kali Yuga. So this is the whole chronological system. So one thing more very interesting Maharaj was saying. We should not take the spiritual relationship from material point of view. We should be very much careful. Baldev wants to serve Krishna by all means, by all rasa. Already by four rasa he is serving. He wanted to serve him by Madhurya rasa also. Therefore, he became Ananga Manjari. In Mahaprabhu's Leela, same Baldev Prabhu is Nityananda Prabhu. And Ananga Manjari is Jahanava Devi. There is a temple, Maharaj said, Gopinath temple. There, Jahanava is sitting on the left of Krishna and Radha Rani is standing on the right of Krishna. Why? Because Jahanava is not other than Ananga Manjari, who is younger sister of Radha Rani. But she is wife of Nityananda Prabhu. The question may be said, when we say Jahanava, then it means Nityananda. Because Jahanava is potency of Nityananda. Just as Ananga Manjari is potency of, Ananga Manjari is expansion of Balaram. So, Nityananda potency, potent and potency is one and the same thing. So that way we have to take Jahanava and Nityananda is one and the same thing. Maharaj said, we have to accept the authority of Nityananda. The brothers of Advaitacharya was not accepting the authority of Nityananda. So they had very bad end of their life.
Who was that?
Brothers of Advaitacharya.
Sons of friends.
Sons? I heard of brothers. Eh? Brothers of?
Krishnadas
Kaviraj's brother. Krishnadas Kaviraj. Brothers of Krishnadas Kaviraj. But then it was one brother. But Maharaj said six sons. Except Achyutananda. Except Achyutananda. All the sons.
No, three followed and three didn't.
Anyway, some calculation misunderstanding is there. I have to clarify. Maharaj then took the, said Raja Vain always criticized the devotees and Vaishnavas. Raja Vain. And his son was Prithu. So Raja Vain went to the hell and Prithu, he took over the charge as his son. Probably Prithu, he must have gone some concession. King Vain. Raja means king. King Vain. Now the question is, Raja Vain gave so many, Maharaj was saying, sometimes we see paradox and contradictions. What is that? That Raja Vain used to give so many abuses to Lord and to his devotees. And gopis give more abuses to Krishna. But gopis are so much beloved to Krishna and Raja Vain was sent to hell. So this appears rasavasa dosh, the gopis which are doing. But the important point is, abuses full of love. These are abuses full of love. Preeti garv galiyan. If there is enviousness, hatred, then even adoration is abuse. If there is love, then chastisation and abuses are also glorification. Like Jarasandh, Maharaj quoted, Jarasandh, he was praising Krishna. Oh, you are so powerful that you are running from here. Oh, your mother is so much fortunate that she gave birth to you. But these praises, these glorification is not glorification. They are abuses. Sometimes even in Baldev Prabhu, such rasabhas dosh, Maharaj said, is observed. Like in Dwarka pastimes, he took favor of Duryodhan. Krishna is taking favor of Arjun, and it appeared as if he is taking favor of Duryodhan. When Krishna prompted Arjun to run away with his own sister Subhadra, at that time Baldev was very much furious. He came to Krishna and said, your blood is not boiling? Your sister has been eloped by Arjun and your blood is not boiling? What type of brother are you? He said, but how can it be possible that I should become furious? Because we did the same thing with Rukmani. At that time you helped me. What should I do? I am not angry because of this reason.
This is a rule for Kshatriya.
Then Maharaj said, You may say that it was then at that time I was there, so I was taking the Rukmani and I am so great. But no one can be more great than Arjun. He is a big warrior. So I am proud that my sister has been taken away by such a great personality like Arjun. And I am very much happy that he has not been taken by a person like Duryodhan. Then Maharaj used the word. Hijra. Hijra. You know Hijra means? Eunuch.
Unique.
Important. Well, it's nice that she has not gone to this important Duryodhan. So, at that time Balaram was totally calmed down. So, there is so much, and all these brahmacharis have spoken so nice. Maharaj said, we will unknot the all other treasure in Mathura. Unknot, you know? There is untie. Gathri kholenge. Hum gaant kholenge. Gaant. Untie the knot. We will untie the knot of... There is no English of gathri. Many times I think of gathri. You know, in a cloth we keep the cloth stuff and then we tie it. What is this?
Bundle.
Of, if you take so many sticks together and tie, it is bundle.
Bundle.
So, cloth, in cloth we call it gathri. In Hindi it is called gathri. Gathri means a bundle which is bound by a cloth. That is called gathri. So, we will untie the knot in Mathura. God Premanande.